Amy, welcome to Drive.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. So before we talk about the different kind of preserving methods, do you think that eating 3 pieces of fresh fruit per day is going to put too much sugar into our diet?
Well, firstly, I just have to correct you there.
Okay.
It's actually 2 pieces of fruit a day that the NHMRC recommends for us to have.
I said 3, but it's 2.
Yeah, so that's, 2 pieces of fruit, so something like an apple and an apricot or a banana and apricot, something like that.
Okay. So I guess 2 would be more, would lead to less sugar then. Do you think that 2 is having too much sugar, or does it depend on the fruit?
Obviously, different fruits contain different amounts of sugar. So some of the fruits like berries, for example, are lower in sugar than fruits like mangoes and bananas. I think probably the biggest thing that people forget with fruit is that it actually contains a lot of vitamins, minerals and fiber as well. So we're not just looking at the sugar content, we're actually looking at the whole piece of fruit as a whole. So generally people don't eat enough fruit and vegetables as it is. So, we'll be looking at eating other types of sugar, and then they're avoiding fruit, which actually has added benefits. So I think to look at fruit in terms of sugar is a bit limited, and we need to be looking at it as a whole fruit.
Okay, we need to look at all the vitamin C and stuff that we're getting as well.
Exactly.
So if that's super important, I wanted to know, because, you know, for so long we've had these kind of ways of preserving fruit to make it, I guess, easier for us. We don't have to eat it straight away when we buy it, so we can freeze it or dry it. So in terms of the sugar content and also the vitamins and minerals, how is the fruit affected by the drying process, like having dried apricots?
So dried fruit, the way that that's made is it actually loses the water. So what this does is when you're dehydrating that fruit, you're reducing the water content and you're bumping up the sugar content. So obviously water actually helps to fill us as well. So when we're eating a whole piece of fruit, we've got not just the fiber, but we've got the water as well, which actually helps to fill us. So we will eat less of the whole fruit. With dried fruit, obviously bumping that sugar content. So for example, apricot sugar levels rise from 9.5% to 54.2% when they're dried.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, so it's actually quite a bump up. And obviously because it's concentrated, so it's in smaller forms, so we tend to eat more of it than if it was in a fresh piece.
So we also have the process of freezing as well, and I understand that the science is different in terms of how it influences the sugar content and the nutritional value. Can you run us through that different process as well?
Yeah, so when it comes to fresh and frozen fruit, so obviously with frozen, they're actually frozen at their peak. So sometimes it can be that they actually they retain more nutrients than, say, the fresh, because we know that when we go to the shops, for example, some of that fruit and vegetable has actually been sitting there for a few weeks, or it's travelled quite a way to get there. Yeah, so I think, you know, there's a bit of a misconception that frozen fruits and vegetables aren't as good as fresh, but actually, depending on how they're frozen, so they can be more nutritious as well. So obviously you can freeze them at home, so you can actually do that yourself, and then you wouldn't be adding anything additional to that fruit. But obviously in the shops, they can be kind of frozen, generally minimally processed, and it's given a brief heat treatment before freezing to stop the enzymes breaking down that would otherwise lead to the spoilage and flavour changes.
Okay.
Yeah, so it can actually retain more nutrients.
So it seems like it's almost locked in, like a point in time when it was at its ripest. When you freeze it, it kind of locks it into that level rather than it like going off in time. Is that kind of right?
Yeah, that's essentially it. So obviously they want to be freezing it when it's at its peak, so that you're getting the most, the best appearance and the best tasting fruit that you're buying. So you can retain, and we've obviously got the freeze drying as well, which is slightly different.
Okay.
So with freeze drying, it involves freezing the fruit and placing it in a vacuum under very low pressures. So what this does is it causes ice crystals to rapidly sublime and turns them straight from solid ice into water vapor.
Ah.
This removes water much more efficiently than traditionally drying as well.
So does that change the amount of sugar that would be, is it still way more sugar than fresh? Like you gave the example of the apricot. If you freeze dry it, is it going to be less than the 54?
So it's still going to be effectively, the water content is reduced, so it still is going to be a little bit higher in concentration. Sometimes with frozen fruit as well, you have to be making sure that you check the nutrition information panel and making sure that it's actually just containing the fruit, that it doesn't contain any added sugars, because obviously then you're going to be increasing that sugar content again. So making sure that it's just the fruit that's frozen.
Okay. I don't completely understand. So the idea is when you remove the water, there's no more sugar that's formed. It's just relatively, you have the same amount of sugar, but there's less stuff. So the percentage of sugar in that fruit is higher. Is that right?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And okay. Plus the fruit, the water content actually helps to fill us. So we actually do eat more.
Okay.
Without actually realizing it.
And also, I mean, there's loads of ways to eat fruit, but I wanted to also ask about jam as well. Is that one, do they pack heaps of sugar into that?
They do,
like,
yep.
Additional sugar?
Sorry?
Like additional sugar that's not necessarily just from the fruit?
Yes.
Okay.
Again, so jam is something that we would be, you know, watching how much we consume and eating in moderation, because it does have generally a lot of extra added sugar. So obviously there's, you know, again, you've got to be reading the labels and making sure. Sometimes if you were to go to, say, like a market where they've actually just preserved just the fruit, it can have less sugar than, say, on the supermarket shelves. But they do have to add the sugar in the preparation methods.
For the process, okay. So there's loads of issues at play. And is there such thing as, like, an overall advice as to the best way to consume fruit? Is it still that we should just be eating as much fresh fruit as possible?
Yeah, essentially I would recommend that you eat as much fresh fruit as possible, just because it does have all the fiber added to it, so you're going to be eating less. Okay. And it's obviously got all the vitamins and minerals as well, and the water content as well.
Okay. Well, that has been a very interesting overview of how sugar works and how fruit works. Amy, thanks so much for coming and joining me on 2SER.
Thank you for having me.